The 1969 NFL football season crowned the Kansas City Chiefs as the NFL champions. 50 years later, the Chiefs would do it again. The relevance, you ask. My brother Andre Pedre Washington was born on the 24th of December 1969 in Kansas City, Missouri. And I anticipate that when an early draft of this book's completion is achieved, I will be 50 years old. Andrea Darnell Washington, the name our mother chose for her first son, her firstborn child. Andrea, because it was appealing to the ear. Darnell, because our father wanted his son to have the same middle name as his own. Washington, because that was the name little baby Dre inherited from his father as a result of the marriage to his mother, Joyce Douglas. And time will prove that his father's name was not the only thing he would inherit from our father. Joyce was the eldest of four siblings.
Two brothers, James Patterson III, who is 12 years younger,
and Butch, who is 8 years younger, and her little sister Michelle, affectionately called Poochie. She is 10 years younger than Baby Joyce. Baby Joyce was the name her father's side of the family would endearingly refer to her as. My maternal grandmother had four children of her own, four different fathers in the South, early part of the 20th century. Grandma probably had some fingers pointing at her. Nowadays, multiple baby daddies being in the picture is just another selfie for social media hype and street cred. Grandma's youngest son, James, is the only one she had in wedlock. 46th and Garfield was the first residence for the siblings. Pat the Rat Patterson Jr. was a handsome young man. He was 6 feet with a slim, muscular build, paper sack brown complexion. And he maintained his well-built serviceman physique years after his discharge. Pat was clean-cut, and his clothes fit him like a second coat of skin. He was a well-polished-looking man. Estherane was a beautiful lady in her own right. Baby's smooth coffee-brown, blemish-free skin, a cute button nose complemented by adorable, kissable lips. With a hairstyle that would turn Lena Horne's head and send her running back to the hairstylist for a redo. Strine also had a figure to match. Grandma was dynamite, and Pat was fire. And when the two hooked up, it caused an explosion. One of destruction and one of amazement, like a fireworks display that got out of hand.